the tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
On the Sunday afternoon, May the 26th, 1985, deliverance service at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn and Irma Miller are the teachers on this tape.
Paul lies with a beast, lies with his sister. Those who take money to slay the innocent, all adulterers, the proud, curses on the pride, on pride. Those who trust in man and not the Lord, those who do the work of the Lord deceitfully. I'm kind of an old timer, I guess, but I have heard ministers, many times I've seen them stand up and cry out to God for help and mercy because they have stolen money. I think we had a big fracas in the newspapers all in Southern California about one of the biggest charismatic churches. The pastor had lots of money hidden away. I heard another man say that him and another preacher would get up and they'd prophesy over all the people that they could, all the nice, good, juicy things, and they'd get all the money they could and they'd take up money for orphans and things, and then they'd fly to Hawaii and live in big hotels and just live it up and spend thousands of dollars for joy. And I tell you, when that man got delivered, I mean, he vomited up green slime all over in front of the congregation of the righteous. I've seen that several times, ministers. And we've had them in here. We had one guy in here, he could play the organ, he could prophesy, he could preach the kingdom, he could preach the tabernacle, and I mean, he had personality plus, but he was standing at somebody's house out over here, and he made the little, you know, be sure your sin's going to find you out. He said at the dinner table, well, I'd better get up and go up and take up a good prophecy for Sister So-and-so. She's always good for $100 bill in my pocket when I give her a good prophecy. And the man where he was staying, the man of the house was just kind of coming into the Lord. Now, we could handle, most of us could handle some statement like that, and it wouldn't snow us. But that man, to this day, has never come back to this church. They come and told us, and they just dwindle away, sort of, you know. See, that brings a reproach on the work of God. So it says, those who do the work of the Lord deceitfully. Him who keeps back his sword from the blood will not go to war, spiritual warfare. Will not have any spiritual warfare in their church. They're scared of it, see? That's a curse. Those who reward evil for good. Have you ever done just a lot of good things for people and just did a lot of good things and then they returned you evil? Kicked you in the face? Sure. Illegitimate children? That's a curse. Children born from incestuous unions. Murderers. Premeditated murder, children who strike their parents, we took that up yesterday, kidnappers, people who curse their parents, those who cause the unborn to die, that's in Exodus 21 and 22, that's abortion, and most everyone who has had an abortion, I would say everyone, needs to be delivered from murder, and we have lots and lots of abortions these days, those who do not prevent death, those who sacrifice to false gods, those involved in witchcraft. See, none of us are exempt from these curses, really, when you get down to it, because some of them go back 400 years. Incest does, so who knows? Everybody's got skeletons in their closet back 100 years. Haven't we? Haven't we? Sure. So we need to come to the Lord. You see, if you come to the Lord, He'll save you. If you come to Jesus Christ, He will lift the curses off of us, if we ask Him to, but it isn't automatic. We have to move into these things experientially. You believe that, Brother Smith?
Yes.
Experientially, we must move into these things, admit them to God, even though it's not our fault. Do you know that I was born with a curse of death on me? And I didn't know it until I knew something was wrong. I did not know it until 1966 when we came into the deliverance. And the first minister that prayed for me for deliverance, I had a hard time finding somebody who would pray for me because everything was so. My own father said, honey, there's nothing wrong with you. My husband said, honey, I wish you'd think about something else. You just got all this in your mind. You don't have any spirits. My man, I was loaded with them, and I wanted them out, but I couldn't find anybody. But finally, this Brother Duncan prayed for me, and the first thing he said, I break the curse of death off of this woman. When I was born, my grandmother was mad because she didn't want my mother to have a second child. My brother was 2 years old, and she only had one child, so she only wanted my mother to have one child. And they always said, well, your grandmother's partial to your brother. You know, she would buy him all kinds of Christmas presents and buy me a handkerchief when I was a little girl, about 6, 7 years old. And, you know, I guess that inhibited me or hurt me or caused me to feel rejected. And then my great-grandmother, who came from Germany, she read palms and tea leaves, so I was cursed with that also. But when we would get the children's diseases, childhood diseases, I would have them so bad, I would just go to death's door with 3-day measles. When I had chicken pox, they quarantined us for smallpox, put a big red sign on the front door and, you know, locked up the door and had a terrible time getting that sign taken off. All of these things, I would be sick unto death so many times. I almost died when I had my first child. And then we were on San Fernando Road, if anybody's from the Los Angeles area, before freeways were there, and it was a big thoroughfare going to the San Joaquin Valley, to Bakersfield, and Glenda picked me up from Lockheed, and I was riding along talking to him, and I had my thermos in my lap and my purse in my lap, and I was looking at Glenn, and I was just talking to him about something, and all of a sudden, he looked at me with the most awful expression on his face. I couldn't believe it. I thought he was having a heart attack. I didn't know what was wrong with him, and I started to say, what's the matter with you? And just at that time, somebody hit us from the rear, and a big 22 truck, wheel truck, came rolling over the side of us, and we hit 5 cars in front of us, and we had a real good wreck. Well, I was able to get out of the car alive, and I wouldn't get in the ambulance because I said, I'm half dead now, and I don't want to get in that thing because the traffic was just terrible at 5 o'clock in the evening. So I went home, and then they took me to the doctor, and they were constantly doctoring my brain because it was thrown sideways and with a concussion in my ear, and I was constantly turning ashen white like death, and I was supervisor at Lockheed, and I was trying to hold my job, and I would pass out, and I'd be in and out of the hospital and in and out of doctor's offices, and they couldn't find out what was wrong. Well, about a year went by, and then I got so I couldn't eat food. And so my doctor said, he had given me every test under the sun, and he said, I've got to go in to the abdominal area and find out what's the matter with you. And when they got in there, they found out, much to their amazement, that my spleen had been ruptured in this accident and had grown a big adhesion all down through my intestinal tract, through my female organs, and they gave me a total hysterectomy. I was about 33 years old, and cut my intestines all apart, and I was in the hospital, nigh unto death, for 17 days. And I can remember my doctor saying something that I never quite understood, but there would be something like I was crying, but it came out of my innermost being. I didn't cry out of my mouth, but I could hear something crying. And my doctor said, and I always wanted codeine, or I wanted to be out. I couldn't stand the pain. It was just terrible. And my doctor came in one day, and he said, there's something inside of you that wants these drugs, and you can't have any more drugs for pain. You've got to go home. You're all right. I wasn't all right. I was terrible. And he insisted, and he sent me home. And I don't know if it was that night. I can't remember if it was that night or the next night. It was way back in the 50s. I started a hemorrhage. So they took me back to the hospital, and it was about 10 o'clock when we got there at night, and the doctor gave his orders and sleeping pills and all that, shots and stuff, and I went to sleep. About 3 o'clock in the morning, a nurse heard somebody walking down the aisle. So in those days, intensive care was not. I was in a brand new hospital, but they didn't have intensive care. They always put you up if you were real sick by the nurse's station. So the nurse came out of her station, she said, and told me this later, and she walked clear to the end of the aisle, and she didn't see anybody walking. But as she came back up, blood was running out of my room, out the door, into the hall, and she saw it. And she came in, and of course they turned on the lights, and all the doctors, nurses, interns, everybody rushed in there, and they had no blood in there because they had sent it to the blood bank. And so all my veins were collapsed, and they just started sticking me all up my legs and arms and everything, trying to get, and they brought in, looks like a gallon bottle of yellow stuff, whatever it was. And I asked the doctor what it was, and he said, well, that's Wesson oil I'm going to give you. And I was just laying there kind of limp and half dead, you know. And it was the devil again trying to kill me, see. It was the devil, that curse of death on me, that had been on me all my life. And here I am 30-some years old and hadn't caught on to it at all. Well, when the doctor came in the next day, he says, whenever you tell me you hurt from now on. See, I had terrible hurting in my bladder area. And the pain was so excruciating, it would just grab me and grab me. But he thought I was putting on an act. Because I tried to be well, but I just couldn't be well. So when all of that, I must have had an abscess on the bladder or something, when all that blood and corruption came out, then I got well right away, and he let me come home. And I immediately came back to good health and went back to work. But, you know, in about a year, he struck me with a total nervous breakdown. The devil. And I was in the hospital again. I was a total vegetable, 17 shock treatments, didn't have a brain left in my head, not a brain. And some of you may think I need to be back there. I don't know. Some of my friends, my used-to-be friends, think I need to be back in the mental hospital. And Glenn called the church together and praised God for prayer warriors. Now, we didn't know anything about the devil yet, see? Didn't know a thing about the devil, although we grew up in the Pentecostal. His parents got the Holy Spirit in 1922, and mine received it in 32, and I received it about 1934. But we didn't know anything about the enemy, not a thing. But he called the church together to come and fast and pray. And it was on Sunday. And on Monday, they started coming to the church and fasting and praying, kind of had a chain of prayers. There wasn't too many too interested in fasting and praying, but some came. And on Thursday, I woke up. Woke up out of it. Before that, I didn't know if I had children or anything. I didn't know anything. I was just like a zombie. And I woke up out of that and I said, where's my husband and where's my children and where am I and have I been in another wreck? I thought I'd been in another wreck and been unconscious or something. And I got up and the girl in the bed next to me said, no, you're tired. I said, tired? I'm not tired. I got up bouncing out of bed. In those days, I could bounce out of bed. And I walked in the bathroom and I took one look and my hair was standing out like Phyllis Diller's. And I looked like a wild woman. I guess I had been one. And by Sunday, Glenn came and took me home. And the Lord had healed me in his mercy. But I still was not delivered from that. But it was right after that, it was in the years 57 or 58, and in 1965, I went right back to work after all of this and had a tremendous business of our own then. And in 1966 is when this man prayed for me and broke the curse of death. Now, a lot of you and a lot of homosexuals that have come here, they were always unwanted children. They were not a wanted baby. And the devil took advantage of them, see. But these curses are very, very real. Now, I want to go into another phase because some people have asked me to do it. And that's about bringing cursed things into your house. Now, that's in Deuteronomy 7. However, when this experience happened to me, I didn't know a thing about what the Lord was saying to me or what he was doing. But about 8 years ago, there was a girl. It was a real estate daughter's, real estate lady's daughter. This lady had written to me, her daughter, and I didn't know her, but she said, would you please pray for me? I'm sick. We had prayed for her father who had a heart attack and had gone up and commanded death to go out of him and life to come in, and he had been saved or healed. And so this girl wrote me a letter and asked me to pray for her. So I began to pray for her. I put the little card up on my desk, began to pray. And one day I was going to town, and I felt the power of God as I passed by her house just hover over me like a cloud of fire. And I knew I should go in there and pray for that girl, but I didn't. And I went on to town and went to the grocery store, parked, and went down to the door, and the power of God came over me like a tent. I wish I had that all the time, because when you've got that power of God on you like that, covered over you, anything you pray happens. I mean, comes to pass. That anointing. So I went back to her house, and her father met me, and he was crying. I said, what's the matter? And he said, well, they gave her up today to die. I said, gave her up to die? What is wrong with her? And he said, well, she has cancer of the colon, and they say she can't live. And he said, go on in there. Her mother's in the bedroom with her. I walked in there, and much to my amazement, there was this married lady with a child 3 years old, propped up kind of in bed, and she looked like an old witch. She weighed 68 pounds. Have you ever seen a woman that weighed 68 pounds? Oh, what a sight. I took one look at her, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I just heard it. It came out of inside of me. It didn't come through my head. If it had come through my head, I'd have stopped it because she was a Nazarene. But I said, the Holy Spirit said out of me, I don't know how to pray for you in English. I'll have to pray for you in tongues. See, the Nazarenes do not believe in speaking in tongues. And I've known that all my life, and I wouldn't have abused her, you know, that way. But when I said that, she said, God'll be all right. It's like a high-pitched voice, you know, shrieky voice. So I walked over, and this fire was coming down like a sheath right over me, and it came down and came out this hand, and I put my hand on her head and began to pray in the Spirit about four lines in tongues. And then I just felt that power surging so strong, that virtue coming out through there, that I just held my hand on her head and told her I was sorry I hadn't been there sooner. I didn't know she was so sick. And so her mother, I just stood there for about 5 minutes letting that virtue, you know, the virtue of the Lord is what heals us. It's that power, that anointing is what heals us. And her mother said, I'm going to go on home and take the little girl. You stay here and visit with her. So I said, all right. And when I turned around, she wanted me to go around on the other side of the bed. I was standing like this, like you were her looking at me, and I was standing. And I walked around on the other side of the bed to sit down. And when I turned around, in behind me were paintings much bigger than this of owls, all owls. And I went, oh, my lad, those are what's making you sick. And she said, oh, that big one over there, when you spoke in tongues, he's mad and he's looking very mean. And I said, yes, and he's the king in here. And I didn't even know what I was saying. That was the Holy Spirit trying to get it through my thick skull that there was something wrong with having those owl pictures. I had no idea what it was. And so I sat there and I talked to her for a little while, and her husband called. He's a lawyer. And she said, I want to go out to eat tonight. Now, she hadn't eaten a thing in 6 weeks, or if she did, it just came up as black slime, and she had diarrhea, black slime, and it just was dwindling away. She was dwindling away. And so he said to her, what's going on out there? And she said, well, Miss Miller came and has prayed for me, and God's healed me, and I want to go out to eat tonight. So I thought, I hope that's the case. I don't know if you've ever looked at somebody that sick, but I tell you, she was skinny. She was just bones. And skin. And so she hung up. He said, I'll be home when I get out of court. I'm coming right home. She hung up the phone. She looked me straight in the eye, and she said, I believe I'm healed. I said, I believe you are too. And it was just like that, locked that in, that sealed that, where two people shall agree as touching anything. It sealed that. So she got out of bed. And see, I was not tuned into owls at that time. And she walked what I thought was like a penguin. She walked like a bird, really, like a penguin. But she was really, she had taken on, I want to read you this scripture in Deuteronomy 7, last verse. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, that shall be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. She had became a cursed thing like that owl. And Glenn noticed the next day her fingernails had growed out, and they were like claws curled around. And she never, from the time she got married, she never slept at night. She did her housework and all of her cooking and stayed up all night and slept all day. And all night long she'd be running the vacuum and rattling pans, and that poor lawyer was trying to sleep. And she took on all the attributes of an owl, see, up all night. And the little girl did too. And they slept all day, and they'd still be asleep when he come home from work the next afternoon. Now, is God's word right? Had she become an accursed thing like that? Now you say, is that the cause of cancer? Well, it's probably as good as the American Cancer Society has, you know. See, this is an abomination. It is rebellion. Cancer is rebellion. It is a plague. And we need to take stock of what's in our house and clean. I had to go home. I had dish towels with owls on them. You know, you just buy those little hand towels. I had things in my house that didn't belong in there, and I had to take them out. And that started a whole new era around here, I'll tell you. That's been about at least 8 years ago now, I believe. She has to diet all the time now to keep her weight. But about that night, She went out to dinner. About 9:30, she phoned me. And she said, we went out to dinner tonight, and I ate. I said, what did you have? She said, a hamburger, a Coke, and French fries. And I said, oh, my land. And I got off the phone. I said to Glenn, she better be healed or she'll be dead by morning. And, you know, she started putting on weight. Within 3 or 4 days, she had gained 3 pounds, and she started eating, and everything went fine. But I told her before I left, I said, I think, honey, I'd take all those things out of your house. Now, I'm not in the habit of walking into people's houses. I wasn't then, and saying, get rid of all that stuff. So she told her mother, and her mother thought, well, you know, that's kind of crazy. You better be careful. Your husband will put us all away in the booby hatch. So she said, she told her daughter, well, tell him you're going to paint. So she told me that night. She thought she'd tell him she's going to paint, or the next day, I guess, she told me. I said, no, at this point, you better tell him the truth. All of us better be telling our husbands the truth, hadn't we? Hadn't we? And so she told him, and when she got up the next night, the owls, pictures were all gone. Now, she had them all over her house. 2 weeks went by, and one day, you know how the Spirit of the Lord just prompts you all of a sudden to call somebody or something? I just called her, and I said, how are you? And she said, come up here quick. My mother's on the way. I said, what's wrong? What's wrong? Because she'd been doing so well. And she said, come up here quick. And I just spilled a cup of coffee down the front of my blouse at my desk, and I said, I can't come till I change my blouse. She said, no, come on, quick, right now. So I went racing up there thinking something horrible was wrong. She said, get these things out of here. She said, this morning, I walked down the hall, and something grabbed me right around my stomach and bit me over, and I began to vomit again. And she says, we've got to get this stuff out of the house. But the funny thing was, this little 3-year-old girl, when she got to vomiting so bad, went in the kitchen, went in the pantry, dragged out this great big huge painting, and carried it in the bedroom and put it right under the bed where she was laying. And of course, she got worse. So we started cleaning out the house. She must have had 15 or 20 baby bottles made like owls. She had all kinds of jewelry made like owls. She had bookmarks, pictures. She had mobiles hanging from the ceiling, so when you walked by, their eyes would go back and forth. We jerked all that down. We tore into that house. Jewelry, purses, and we had a whole carload of stuff. And then the real estate lady didn't know what to do with it. She said, if I take this home, her father will just, he bought her that $50 purse with that owl on it. So they finally ended up bringing it out here, and that pond was dry. They threw it down in there, and they burned it. And then Glenn ran over it with the caterpillar and broke it all to pieces and buried it. And that girl is well today from cancer. She's a marvel to the doctors. Of course, they'd like to put it back on her if they could, but they can't. She is thoroughly healed. And that started us on a whole new realm of cleaning out your house. And there's many, many things, and I'm not going to go into it now because we need to pray for you for incest and for curses. Many of you have curses of death on you, probably. You see, when we cast out the spirit of death and the curse of death and command life to come in, your body and your health gets better quick. A lot of people under curses, they don't know they're under curses. I didn't know I was under a curse of death. I had no idea, and I didn't know I was under a curse from fortune tellers then. I didn't even know that my mother and grandmother and great-grandmother had all been the fortune tellers. See, all of that is curses. Now, we have to face facts as the body of Christ. Now, I don't know if you've been a Christian 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, but over the years, I have observed. I guess I have a logical mind, having worked with engineers where they go into all kinds of troubleshooting and they find out what's wrong, you know, by hook or crook they work at it. But we have to admit, as the body of Christ, there are too many sick people, don't we? There's too many healing lines, and there's got to be a cause. And much of the cause is things that we have nothing to do with that has happened to us in years past and is now, or God has put these curses on us because of our terrible disobedience, our terrible complaining. And Brother Ellenwood used to teach here. Do you ever know him? But Brother Ellenwood says that God has only one place for rebellious people, and that's a hole in the ground. What is a hole in the ground? A grave. Of course, the Lord, he opened up the ground, didn't he? A whole bunch of them swallowed them up. We don't want that, do we? We don't want that for our children, our grandchildren. We don't want that for ourselves. And so we need to get down to business. This is serious business. God is serious. We've had so much grace preached to us and so much love, 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 as Brother Thompson has said. And God is love, and He is wonderful, and He loves us, and that's why He's admonishing us in the Word. And He wants us to obey Him. He don't require too much else. He just wants us to give Him glory and obey Him. If we will obey, we're going to be all the better, aren't we? I am all the better. I am all the better. I've had a few attacks, and I've had to come against that spirit of death, and I won't go into it today, but people have put curses and spells on me, and I have had to send them back to the devil, or according to Psalms 109, you send them back to those who love to curse you. Read the whole chapter of Psalms 109. It'll scare you. You wouldn't be quick to put curses on people or talk against people. It's serious business. Let's bow our heads. How many, before you bow, how many feel that you need prayer this afternoon for things that may be in your bloodline for 400 years back, incest, or things that you know about, or sicknesses that you know about, that you would like to be prayed for and delivered? Let me see your hand. Yes, 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 yes. Put them up. Don't be ashamed. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The Bible says deliverers are coming out of Zion. Who knows but what God will make you a deliverer? Who knows? Who knows? Let's pray. And Glenn's going to come. Now, evil spirits, I've told you before, but some of you were not here. Evil spirits come in. We breathe them in. We're born with them. And we are carrying these curses. And they come in. And so the easiest way to get out evil spirits is to breathe them out, gut-level breaths. Take two or three gut-level breaths. Don't hyperventilate. And breathe them out. And they will go. They're not very happy in here right now, I tell you. They've been exposed. You expose a demon to the light of God, and they don't want that. They want to leave. They're scared, and they want to leave. Let's pray. Now, let's ask the Lord to forgive us for things that we've known we've done. Dear Father.
Dear Father.
We come in the name of Jesus.
We come in the name of Jesus.
We are serious this afternoon.
We are serious this afternoon.
We don't want to die in the wilderness.
We don't want to die in the wilderness.
We want to go into the promised land.
We want to go into the promised land.
And Lord, we have sinned.
And Lord, we have sinned.
We haven't paid any attention to your voice many times.
We haven't paid any attention to your voice many times.
We've grieved you.
We've grieved you.
We ask you for your precious blood.
We ask you for your precious blood.
To come and cleanse us.
To come and cleanse us.
And cleanse us from all of the sins of the occult.
Cleanse us from all the sins of the occult.
That our parents have been involved in.
That our parents have been involved in.
Or our forefathers.
Our forefathers.
And cleanse us from incest.
And cleanse us from incest.
And sexual sins.
And sexual sins.
Things that we have done ignorantly.
Things that we have done.
Ignorantly.
Ignorantly.
And things we have done willfully.
And things that we have done willfully.
Lord, we want to be forgiven.
Lord, we want to be forgiven.
And you say ask and we'll receive.
You say ask and we'll receive.
You say your blood avails.
You say your blood avails.
And we believe that.
And we believe that.
And we thank you right now.
And we thank you right now.
For your precious blood.
For your precious blood.
To flow down over our hearts.
To flow down over our hearts.
And our minds.
And our minds.
And wash away.
And wash away.
All these sins.
All these sins.
Of our ancestors.
Of our ancestors.
And our iniquities that we're bearing.
And our iniquities that we're bearing.
Lord, we want to be free.
Lord, we want to be free.
And we, you are the only one.
And you are the only one.
That we know to go to.
That we know to go to.
Lord, we want to be free.
Lord, we want to be free.
And we, you are the only one.
And you are the only one.
That we know to go to.
That we know to go to.
Doctors can't heal plagues.
Doctors can't heal plagues.
But Lord, you can heal.
Lord, you can heal.
Take all the bitterness out of us.
Take all the bitterness out of us.
That has caused arthritis.
That's caused arthritis.
Take all the envy and jealousy out of us.
Take all the envy and jealousy out of us.
That has lived in our liver.
That's lived in our liver.
Take all of the diabetes out of us.
Take all the diabetes out of us.
That has lived in our pancreas.
That's lived in our pancreas.
Forgive our sins.
Forgive our sins.
For eating blood and fat.
For eating blood and fat.
And doing these things.
And doing these things.
That has caused us.
That has caused us.
Sickness.
Sickness.
And grief.
And grief.
And guilt.
And guilt.
And harm.
And harm.
And divorce.
And divorce.
And adultery.
And adultery.
And fornication.
Fornication.
And all the other evil things.
And all the other evil things.
That you have allowed to come upon us.
That you have allowed to come upon us.
Lord, you have our attention this afternoon.
Lord, you have our attention this afternoon.
And we know you're looking down upon us.
And we know you're looking down upon us.
And we believe.
And we believe.
That your word says.
That your word says.
Whoever calls.
Whoever calls.
On the name of the Lord.
On the name of the Lord.
Shall be delivered. We call on you now.
Call on you now.
As a needy people.
As a needy people.
Deliver us, Lord Jesus.
Deliver us, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And just wait just a moment. Just let that blood trickle down over that.
Yes, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus.
They cannot stay in that nest. They're already coughing and starting to come out.
Cleanse us, Lord.
And Glenn's going to call them out now. We'll pray for you.
Cleanse us,
Are the
Lord.
Helpers ready?
Cleanse us, Lord. Now, I want us also to think of anybody that you feel that you haven't been able to forgive or that you feel that have wronged you in any way. I want you to ask the Lord to help you to forgive them. I want you to, you think their name, you call their name out. Say, Lord, I forgive them. I will to forgive John, Mary, Jim. I will to forgive them. Mother, father, school teacher, I will forgive them. Friend, associate, Lord, I will forgive them. I will forgive them. I make up my mind that I will forgive them. Then, Lord, you deal with them. I'll forgive them. I don't want the tormentors. I want to be free. Okay? Anybody? Just call them. Just tell the Lord about it. Amen. 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 Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father, we come this afternoon in that name that's above every name. Jesus is his name. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the authority of that name. For it is written that in his name he gives us authority to bind up the powers of Satan and to cast out evil spirits. This afternoon, in Jesus' name, I take that authority. In the name of Jesus, over every evil spirit here this afternoon, and I bind them in Jesus' name. I bind them to the day of judgment and ask that the Father send angels here to help us in warfare this afternoon and to take these spirits and keep them until Jesus judges them at the day of judgment. I bind your powers this afternoon. I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your dominion and your authority, and I take it away. And Jesus became a curse so that we don't have to bear the curses. And this afternoon, I take that place of authority and I release us from the curses that are upon us of the sins of our ancestors. And I put the blood of Jesus against the sins of our ancestors so that these curses can be broken from over us. And I loose these people and myself from the sins and the curses of my ancestors through the blood of Jesus. I appropriate the blood of Jesus and I release us and set us free from it in Jesus' name. Now in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come against the spirit of guilt and shame. I bind that spirit of guilt and shame in Jesus' name. And I break that power of guilt and shame over these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, spirit is the curse of incest. I come against the curse, the ancestral curse of incest. I break it over these people and over myself in Jesus' name. I go back 400 years. I go back 600 years. I go back 30 generations. And I take authority over the spirits of incest. I bind you and I break your dominion over these people. I take your rights away. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Spirits of ancestral incest, I break it over these people in Jesus' name. I loose us from it. I loose us from that curse. Come out. Loose us. Loose us from your spirits of incest, following the family line because of the curse. I take your rights away. I break your dominion. I break your rights and your dominion. I take your authority away. I bind you to the day of judgment. Loose these people. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Incest. Come out. I break that right. Take your rights away. The blood of Jesus cleanses and washes. And I lift the curse from off of you because Jesus became a curse, so you don't have to bear it in Jesus' name. I break that authority over them in Jesus, over everyone here in Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. Spirit of molestation. I come against spirit of molestation by father or grandfather. I break that power in Jesus' name. Spirit of molestation. I break that over these people in Jesus' name. Spirit of molestation by mother or aunt or grandmother or by brother or sister. I break that spirit over these people in Jesus' name. Spirit of molestation. I break the power of it over these people. I loose them from it. Spirit of guilt and shame. Spirit of guilt and shame. I break that dominion over these people. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Guilt and shame. Guilt and shame. I break your dominion. I take it off of us. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, move, move. I break that power in Jesus' name. Loose these people in Jesus' name. Adultery, spirit of adultery, I break your dominion over these people. Spirit of fornication, I break your dominion. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. Adultery, fornication, I break that in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in the name of Jesus. The spirit being tied to your mother's apron strings, I break that spirit in Jesus' name. Homosexuality, I come against that. I break that power over these people in Jesus' name. Homosexuality, lesbianism, I rebuke that spirit. I bind it to their judgment. I break its power over these people in Jesus' name. Move, come out. In spirits, all the spirits of incest, all the spirits of ancestral incest or incest that's taken place in the family as a child or that you've been involved in, I break that powers of incest off of these people in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Spirits of incest, I break that power in the name of the Lord. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. Rebellion, spirits of rebellion, ancestor rebellion, here in Jesus' name. Spirits of rebellion against the word of the Lord. Spirits of rebellion against God's word. Spirits of rebellion against authority. Spirits of rebellion against mother and father. Spirits of rebellion against those in authority over you. You spirits of rebellion, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I take your rights away. I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. All the rebellion, spiritual rebellion, come out. I break your powers over these people. I loose them from that authority, from your authority thinking. I break your authority over these people in Jesus' name. I break that authority and take it away in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Idolatry, spirits of idolatry, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Spirits of deceit, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Spirits of lying, involvement that you've got yourselves involved in, that then you've lied to get out of it. I bind you, spirits of lying, in Jesus' name. Spirits of lying, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I break that curse them off of you in Jesus' name. I loose you from it in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break that dominion off of these people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Come on. The Lord gives me authority over you in Jesus' name. I take that place of authority. I break your dominion over these people. I loose them from your dominion. Come on, all you demonic spirits, all you demonic powers, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. I break your powers over these people. Come on, move. Come out in Jesus' name. Move. Come out. I break your authority. I loose them from your powers. You're not going to torment them anymore. Come on, move. You're not going to torment them. I release them from your authority in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Move. I bind you to their judgment. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Move. Come out. Homosexuality, lesbianism, masturbation. I bind you, spirits. I bind you in Jesus' name. Come out of these people. Come out. I break your dominion over them. Come on, move. I break your dominion over them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I loose them from your power. I set them free this afternoon in Jesus' name. All the unclean spirits, foul, unclean spirits, I loose them from your dominion in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Fornication and idolatry. Come on, move. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I release them from your power in the name of the Lord. Move in Jesus' name. Come on. The pornography, spirits of pornography, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I break your power and dominion over these people in Jesus' name. Spirits of pornography, I rebuke your power over these people in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out of them. Set them free. Jesus' name. Father, give them, help them to understand that they have to destroy all this stuff and have no part of it. They have to remove it from their house. They have to destroy it. They have to burn it in Jesus' name. All you pornography spirits, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' name, I rebuke you. Pornography, spirits of pornography, loose these people. Set them free. Come on, set them free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and set them free in the name of the Lord. Come on, come out. Jesus is Lord. Come on, move. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, move in Jesus' name. Come on, all you foul, unclean spirits. All you unclean spirits, come on, the spirits that torment the mind, with unclean thoughts, tormenting spirits that torment the mind with unclean thoughts, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord, I put the blood of Jesus against you. I put the blood of Jesus. I wash these minds with the blood of Jesus. I cleanse these minds with the blood of Jesus. clear back to youth, as small children, the unclean thoughts and things that they've heard from other children, these things that are in the subconscious of the mind. I apply and appropriate the blood of Jesus there to cleanse the mind. Cleanse the mind. I apply the blood of Jesus to wash and cleanse the mind in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I put the blood of Jesus against these unclean thoughts in the subconscious mind. We wash the mind, the subconscious, with the blood. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. I praise you for it. I praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is Lord. We make Jesus Lord of our lives. We make him Lord of our thoughts. We make him Lord of our subconscious. We make him Lord of every area of our mind. We make Jesus Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. To him be the glory and the honor. To him we will praise. To him we will give the worship. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank 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 you, Jesus. The inherited spirits in the ancestral line of witchcraft. I come against the spirit of witchcraft that's inherited in the ancestral line. I break and rebuke that spirit of witchcraft in Jesus' name. Spirit of voodoo and witchcraft. I break that, the dominion of it over these people in Jesus' name. Spirits of witchcraft and voodoo. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Spirits of rebellion that come with it. I break that dominion and power of rebellion in Jesus' name. I break its power over these people in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, has the Lord brought to anybody's mind something that the Lord has shown you? If you raise up your hand and tell me, we'll call it out. Sometimes, yes, Bernadine? Blindness. Blindness. Spiritual and natural blindness. I come against the spirit of blindness, deaf and dumb and blindness. I come against that spirit in Jesus' name. Spirit of blindness and deafness. And that ability to comprehend the word of the Lord, spirit of spiritual blindness. I rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. A spirit of natural blindness, natural death and deafness. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Yes, yes. Unbelief. What, honey? Nicotine. Spirit of nicotine. Spirit excuse me. What'd you?
Unbelief.
Yes. Spirit of unbelief in all of us. Unbelief. Lord, take away our unbelief. Help us to believe. Spirit of unbelief, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of nicotine. Spirit of addiction. Spirit of nicotine and addiction. I rebuke you over these people in Jesus' name. I curse you in Jesus' name. Spirit of nicotine. Spirit of addiction. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Come out of these people's lungs. Come out of their blood. You spirit of nicotine. The Lord rebuke you. Loose them and set us free. Okay? Spirit of masonry. Spirit of the Masonic Lodge, I bind you in Jesus' name. I Lord rebuke you. Spirit of the Masonic Lodge. Spirit of the Eastern Star, I rebuke you and break your dominion off of these people. I loose them from the curse. From the curse of Masonic Lodge. I break the curse off of these people in Jesus' name. You curse of the Masonic Lodge. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Asthma? You spirit of asthma, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. You, and what's the other, what is the other, emphysema, asthma and emphysema in the lungs. I rebuke you in the name of the Lord, spirit of emphysema and asthma. Loose these people. I curse you in Jesus' name. Loose these people and come out of it in the name of the Lord. I rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I loose it. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, I said. Yes, Fred. Yes, all of these things that are false religions. It's all of these false religions. In Jesus' name, I come against all the false religions. Unity and Mormons and Theophany Jehovah's Witnesses and Eastern religions. All of these are false religions. I come against all these false religions in Jesus' name. I rebuke you. I bind your power over these people. The curse of it, if they're our ancestors, any of them have been involved in it, we've been involved in it. Lord, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us and wash us. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. All of you false religions and Eastern religions, the Lord rebuke you. Come out of these people. Loose them and set us free in Jesus' name. Yes, sister. One. Hypocrisy. Double-mindedness and hypocrisy. Yes, double-mindedness and hypocrisy. You spirit of double-mindedness. A lot of people are bothered with that. Double-mindedness. Come out of these people. Loose them. Come out. double-mindedness. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of these people. Hypocrisy. Come out. Loose these people in Jesus' name. Spirit of double-mindedness. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I break your dominion over these people. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Set them free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Allergies. All the allergies. I rebuke the spirits of the allergies in Jesus' name. The allergies are of weeds and dust. The allergies of pollens. I rebuke all these allergies. Allergies to foods. Allergies to foods. Allergies to milk and to flour and to all these allergies. I rebuke them in Jesus' name. I loose these people from them. I break the dominion off of them in Jesus' name. All you spirits of allergies, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of these people. Loose them and set them free in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power and dominion. Loose them. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Gluttony. Gluttony. Surfacing. Spirit of gluttony. Spirit of surfacing. Overeating. The Lord rebuke you, you spirit of surfacing and gluttony. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I'll come out of these people. I break your dominion over these people. Spirit of gluttony and overeating. Spirit of surfacing. Come out. Loose these people in Jesus' name. Addiction to food. Addiction to certain foods. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I break your dominion over these people. Loose them in Jesus' name. Come on. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break your dominion. Loose these people in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Self-centeredness, self-gratification, self-will. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. You spirit of self-will, self-gratification, self-centeredness, self-ego. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of these people. Loose them. Set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Pride of your abilities. Pride of your abilities. Come out. Come out. I break that dominion over these people. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come on. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. I break your dominion over them. Come out. Move. Move in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come out. Come on. Come out. Come out. I set these people free in the name of the Lord. Come on. Move in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Praise you, Lord. Lord, for deliverance this afternoon. I praise you for the authority of your name. I thank you for the blood that washes and cleanses us. I thank you for it. I praise you for it today. I praise you for it, Father. I thank you for it. Thank you for the authority of the name of Jesus. I thank you for setting the captives free this afternoon. I thank you for breaking the curse of incest. I thank you for loosing us from the sins of our ancestors. I thank you, Father, for loosing us from the sexual sins, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. Thank you for it. Forgive me. Come against the spirit of forgetfulness. I rebuke that spirit of forgetfulness. In Jesus' name, I break that spirit, power of the spirit of forgetfulness over us. In Jesus' name, I loose us from that spirit in the name of the Lord. Come out, move, move in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Leviathan, you spirit of pride over all of us. You spirit of Leviathan, you spirit of pride, I bind you. I break your dominion over all of us in Jesus' name. Spirit of Leviathan, spirit of pride. Come out. Pride of accomplishment. Pride of our education. Pride in any form. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I command you to loose us and set us free. Spirit of pride. Come out. Leviathan, come out. Loose these people. Loose every one of us and set us free in Jesus' name. I break your dominion and your power over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Move. Move in the name of the Lord. Pride of our accomplishments. Pride of our abilities. In Jesus' name. Pride of our education. In Jesus' name. I break that power over us in the name of the Lord and loose us from that dominion in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Brother Jackson. Amen. Traditions of the elders. Yes, Lord, I break that curse of the traditions of the elders from off of us in Jesus' name. You curse of the traditions of the elders. Tradition of our denomination. I break that curse off of us in the name of the Lord. You spirit of tradition of the elders, I break that bondage over us. Tradition of our denomination, I break that bondage over us in Jesus' name. I put the blood of Jesus against us to cleanse us and wash us and set us free from the traditions of the elders and the tradition of our denominations. I loose us from that in the name of the Lord. Jesus is Lord over us, and to him only will we give praise and glory. Jesus is Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hypocrisy. Yes, yes. Hypocrisy. I rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. I loose these people from that in the name of the Lord. I put the blood of Jesus against us to wash us and cleanse us in Jesus' name. I break that power over us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I come against the spirit of death. The spirit of death over that's on many of these people. I bind that spirit of untimely death. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I take dominion over you this afternoon in Jesus' name. You spirit of untimely death, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Spirit of suicide, I rebuke you. Spirit of suicide, I bind you. I break your dominion in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break your dominion in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break that power in Jesus' name. You spirit of death, I rebuke you over these people. Jesus' name. You're not going to cause untimely death in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. I break your dominion over us in Jesus' name. I take that dominion, your dominion away from us in the name of the Lord. Spirit of death, come out of these people. Spirit of untimely death, spirit of suicide. I break your power and dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, I said. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your power and your dominion in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. Come out. The Lord has promised us, has given us a promise of life, and we're going to live out the span of that in Jesus' name. We will have life. We will have life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. I break that power over us in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Any curse that's been spoken against us, that we'll die at a certain age, or we'll die young, or we'll die this, or we'll do that, die that, I take authority over that, and I break that curse from off of us. In Jesus' name, I take dominion over that curse, and I loose us from it. Everyone that's ever had a curse of death spoken against them, I break that curse of death. In Jesus' name, I loose these people from it in the name of the Lord. We will not die an untimely death. I break that curse, cause it to come to naught in the name of the Lord. Any curse that a doctor's put on us, that we're going to have this sickness or that sickness, or our ancestors, our mother or father said that we're going to have this or that, I repudiate that. I break the power of it off of us in Jesus' name. We will not, that will not happen to us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, rejection. Rejection. Spirit of rejection from the womb. Spirit of rejection from the womb. Not wanted from the womb. I break that curse of rejection. Spirit, curse of rejection. I rebuke you, spirit of rejection, in Jesus' name. I break your power over these people. Spirit of depression that comes with that. Spirit of depression, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Spirit of inferiority, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, spirit of abortion, I rebuke you. Spirit of murder and abortion, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I rebuke you. I command you to set these people free. Loose them in Jesus' name. Abortion and murder, I break that power over these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, I thank you for the blood that cleanses. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes and cleanses us this afternoon. I thank you for the blood. I appropriate the blood of the Lord Jesus to every life here. I apply the blood of Jesus. The blood washes and cleanses. It is the blood that sets us free from our sins. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I thank you for the blood. I praise you for the blood that cleanses and washes. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. I bless your name, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the blood that cleanses. I praise you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.